Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional living, figure out what pleases Christ and then do it, is our theme, certainly our passion, our purpose, and our intentional focus from day to day. You know, you can't have that one thing that matters most in your life, a better marriage, better health, a closer walk with Christ, growing your spiritual life, unless you're willing to have less of other things of lesser value. It's a trade-off. And that's part of intentional living. In fact, one of the five steps of intentional living is decluttering your life. Taking the things out of your life that are holding you back, roadblocks that are keeping you from progressing, and things that, frankly, we bring into our own life that become sort of like weights around our life and around our neck. So you're welcome to join us. If you have a comment you'd like to share on our comment line, the number is 888-888-1717. Sue in Michigan, we're talking about doing the next, you know, the next right one thing. So what is it? What's that one thing in your life?
My one thing is I really want to stop being so judgmental. And, that's what I really want to do. I've struggled with that for years.
Yeah. Where do you think it comes from?
You know, it's funny you should ask that because I was just thinking about that. Is it one of those things about my own insecurities? Because it might be. And it's, you know, when I look at people, it's like, oh, my gosh, look at that. She's got on something three sizes too small or whatever. And I think I'm comparing, well, do I look like that? You know, and is it the same thing? We're all God's creatures, but, you know, we're all different shapes and sizes and manners and, you know. And sometimes I think that might be what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, it's human nature, I think, to compare and compete. And so that's your one thing. We'll be praying for you. Here's the deal. You can't have a more peaceful life when you're carrying that judgmental attitude around. That's your one thing. Go for it. The power of doing the next right one thing. You're welcome to share with us on our phone line here, our comment line at 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, welcome to Intentional Living today.
Hi.
How are you today?
Very good, Dr. Randy. I'm just incredibly good.
Good. Well, that's fantastic. We've been talking about, you know, the power of one thing, about decluttering our lives, staying focused on things that matter. What is it for you?
Well, with me, Dr. Randy, I was given months to live a short time ago. Hmm. I couldn't walk without a walker. I was on dozens of pain pills and a breathing machine to keep me alive at night. My heart function was at between 10 and about 17%.
Oh, wow.
And then I got healed. I mean, it's coming up on the one-year anniversary of myself laying in John C. Lincoln Hospital in ICU. They didn't think I was going to pull through again. And I got a call from this pastor. From East Mesa, didn't know him from Adam. He calls me up, told me that God said to come, he was to come pray for me. He came and prayed for me. I felt fire go through my body. No sooner than he took his hands off me, my cardiologist walked in with tears in his eyes, saying, "Dwayne," he said, "I didn't think it was possible." He said, "I know we gave you a short time to live, but your heart is improved."
Wow. There's a testimony. How has that changed your life, Dwayne, as you think about how you're living now, your priorities and so on? How have they changed?
It's so incredible because, you know, the Lord has told me to go out and minister to people, feed the hungry, and clothe the poor. And I'm trying to, I guess I'm trying on my own to make it happen. But, I mean, I have so many opportunities to do things. I'm just waiting for the financial kicker.
Mm. You know? Well, listen, God has given you a life. I mean, he's brought you out of this physical, you know, mess you were in. He brought you back. And I always wonder when I hear these stories, what medical people think when they're trying to figure out how'd that happen? You know, how does all of a sudden a heart seem to get stronger? There's got to be some medical reason for it, some scientific reason for it. And then you hear from time to time these doctors say, I've heard them say it on national television, and that's like a miracle. And you hear that from a scientist, from a medical person, you think, wow, there's moments in time where even people of science will shake their head and say, that's beyond my comprehension. It's got to be a God thing or something, they're thinking. All right. Thank you, Duane. Appreciate it. I hope you find the opportunity. God's given you a chance. It's changed your life. Now it's really decluttering your life and staying focused on doing the next right one thing. Here's what we know, and I've seen this over the years. The wake-up call, I call them oh no, or aha moments. Sometimes an oh no moment comes along that's the ultimate wake-up for living intentionally. Other times it is the aha moment when you get that awareness that God speaks to you. I'd rather have an aha moment than an oh no moment. Thank you, Lord. But when we listen carefully to realize something is going to be different in our life, boy, that's part of the process of intentional living. More calls coming up in a moment. 888-888-1717. Comment lines open for you.
In our social media crazed world, isn't it nice that there's a place to encourage your intentional life?
I find something new every morning when I visit.
I get great nuggets of encouragement. Some of the comments are amazing.
The Intentional Living Facebook page is here for you to help you stay intentional, to encourage you, and let you know that in your walk, you're really not alone.
It's the one place on Facebook I actually like seeing show up on my wall.
Find out what's on today's show and join the conversation. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like today.
We don't care for our new pastor, but we like our church and the friends we have at the church. What should we do? I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. That's a great question. Let me be very intentional with you. Get to know your pastor personally. Get active in serving others in the church. Pray for your pastor daily. Please never criticize your pastor to anyone. And then after 1 year from now, if you still feel that you need to make a move, move boldly and with confidence and with a great deal of grace. But make sure when you do that you sit down with your pastor and you're clear on why you're moving. Do it confidentially. Do it lovingly. At the same time, do it intentionally. I think so many people I've heard over the years that leave with feelings. Don't do that. Be intentional.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Boy, listen, you follow that when it comes to a church situation. Take some of those steps, follow them intentionally, and it'll make tell you, bring more peace to your heart, and you're not leaving a trail behind. By the way, every day we post what you just heard, but in video form, a brand new 60-second teaching on Facebook every day, Monday through Friday. So if you go to Facebook right now, facebook.com/intentionalliving, you can like the page, right? And when you do, it just the news feed every morning, Monday through Friday, will have that there for you. Again, facebook.com/intentionalliving. If you're new to intentional living, even the word intentional sort of resonates, doesn't it? The root of the word intention comes from the idea of stretching. And we stretch for things that matter, right? We stretch toward a goal. We stretch toward a priority. Paul says to us, forgetting what's behind, I stretch for the ultimate goal, right? And that's what intentional living is all about. And so we try to bring it down to, okay, where do you begin? And here's the question. Of everything going on in your life today, if you could pull one thing out and say, hey, this is one thing over the next 30 days I'd like to see different in my life to honor God. Maybe the use of your time, your talents, your resources, could be a relationship, could be something physical, could be at work, not a bunch of things, one thing. And say, I declare right now my one thing for the next 30 days to do this one thing. To do that, however, you're going to need less of other things, maybe less criticism, less credit card use, less wasted time. I don't know what it is. But intentional living is taking that step. What is it for you? Tell us, 888-888-1717. With that in mind, let's go to Nancy in Michigan. Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Hi.
Hi there. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Well, my husband and I got just a bunch of stuff on our plate, and we've got a couple properties up north, and We had ideas of moving up to Harrison, but we just looked at each other and we just said, to really get this thing where you can live in it year round, we'd have to put several thousands of dollars more into it, and so we're gonna.
So you want to get rid? You've been bogged down with multiple properties. You want to get rid of one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How is that going to make your life better? Just that simple thing of, you know, dumping something you don't need.
There's a saying, less is more.
Will you find that to be true?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Listen, we'll be praying with you. You got to act on it. If you're pretty clear that's not something that's adding value to your life, bogging you down, good time to get rid of it. Michelle is on the line in Texas today. Michelle, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing today?
I want to get through my grief and start living with more joy.
Mm. What led to the grief? What brought you to this?
On June 12th of last month, my mother lost a battle with her disease, and she passed away.
Mm. It's been hard on you, hasn't it?
Well, yes, sir, and there's a lot of blame going on because I was there when she passed and I heard her last breath.
Yeah. So where's the blame coming from?
I have previous medical training, and I know without a doubt there's nothing I could have done.
Well, who are you being blamed by? Your family, that you should have done more?
No, it's myself.
Yourself, yeah. So you're intellectually, what I hear you saying is in your mind, you know you did everything you could do or could be done for your mom, and yet your heart's kind of beating you up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, listen, the couple things. This is very fresh, as you know. I mean, your mom just passed away within the last month, and grief is a process that you're going to go through. And one of the things we can do in grief is blame ourselves and beat ourselves up. There'll come a point where the truth that you apparently did everything you could and everything that could be done will become also your emotional response. And hopefully those two will become one. I would encourage you, Michelle, over the next 30 days, every day to make it your one thing challenge to think about your mom, rejoice in the memories that you have of your mom, and remember the good times with your mom. Did your mom know Christ, Michelle?
Yes, she did. She's actually the one that brought me.
Well, amen. And listen, that's not a small thing. That's a big thing. And that's one thing you can focus on every day is, hey, we praise God that you know where your mom is. You miss her here, but you know where she is. But just allow the daily reminder of the good things that you have in memory and where you know your mom is today to continue to focus the truth that that you know what God is doing in your life, and let it become a daily process, okay? We're going to be praying for you. Okay, Tanya in Georgia, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I hope our phones work here. What's up? What's your one thing?
Well, I know it sounds, I guess, cliche because it is intentional living, but for the next 30 days, I'd like to be, have more discipline and intentional in all areas of my life.
Which one in particular, if you could only pick one, what would it be?
It would be my finances. My husband and I, we choose to live below our means.
Uh-huh.
And our goal is to completely get out of debt. And so that's a real big...
So you're not in a financial crisis.
Oh, no, we're not in a financial crisis.
Yeah, you just want to, you're doing that, but do you have a goal that says, here's where we want to be in 6 months and here's where we want to be in a year? Or is it you're just kind of taking it from paycheck to paycheck?
We are doing the Dave Ramsey program, uh-huh, where the snowballing,
right,
our debt. And then our goal is to live off 70% of our income.
Good.
So tithe 10%, save 10%, and invest 10%. But the main goal right now is just to make sure we don't have a lot of credit card debt, but yeah, we just bought a house, so it's so easy for me to want to just purchase everything for the house and not take care of.
So you find yourself slipping from your 70-30 formula?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So really what you're saying is you want to get back and just be very intentional to follow the plan you've put together.
Yes.
And what helps you do that? You and your husband talking about it, having an envelope system, or what is it that makes that possible for you? I mean, what one thing could you do to get back on course?
I believe keep doing the envelope system would help because I'd have the money in front of me to see actually how much I'm spending instead of checking my account at the end of the week or the end of the evening and saying, okay, I spent more than
exactly.
I should have because I have a debit card.
Wow, that's always dangerous. Does your husband agree? Would you be on the same page with this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So get with him and just share. I mean, you guys sound like you're doing a good job. You got a plan. You got a little bit off track here because of the house and some of the expenses. And like you say, it's easy with a debit card or a credit card, especially. I'm assuming you don't have credit cards.
We do have credit cards, but we are paying them off, so we don't use them. So that was the goal to get rid of. To get rid of all of our credit card debt.
Yeah, well, they're good for you. I mean, the credit card. I mean, when you look at the interest you're being paid on these credit card, wow, getting out. And if you don't know Dave Ramsey's snowball, it's just kind of you pay off one and start reinvesting that into the next one, and it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. For those of you who live in the snow country, you know what that like. As a kid growing up in Michigan, we'd build those snowballs, start with a little snowball and roll it down the hill, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's sort of what happens when you follow that. Okay, Tanya, you know what to do. It's not rocket science. It's a math problem. When we think about finances, the beauty of finances, and I think the reason we gravitate to it, is because the problem of finances is really twofold. One, it's an emotional thing. Money is emotional. You know, we get emotional about it. And controlling it or using it, and it's just a tool. And the second thing is the math problem. And you just heard what Tanya was saying. They're living on 70% or trying to, saving, investing, and tithing. Powerful. You do that, Tanya, you and your husband, you do that over the next 20, 30, 40 years, and you are so far ahead of where the world is. And you're blessing people, you're encouraging people, you're tithing, you're saving, you're investing, you're helping your kids. That's intentional living. Quick break, we'll be back. What is it, is your one thing? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And so we have this dynamic of life is not fair going on in the household. And I love that scripture tells us about it. It doesn't just say it and move on. It actually describes for us what happens when we get into this fairness trap of trying to make everything fair when the reality is we all have pain points. Here's what it says though, because here's the answer. And I want to turn the corner and spend a few minutes sharing six things with you about when life isn't fair. At the end of this, when she had her last child, it says, and she conceived again and bore a son, and now finally said, I will praise the Lord. You know, life is not fair. It really isn't. It's frustrating because we, in our minds, think it ought to be, and we know it isn't. Part of the sin that happened in the garden that's permeated through all of history. Members, this is our gift to you. Watch for it. It's coming your way, probably already there during this month. But we are making this available to each person today. If you're willing to stand up and share a single gift with the ministry to help us here in the summer months, and you ask for it, we'll send it to you. It's the entire teaching on CD, When Life Isn't Fair. Members, it comes automatically for you. Others, you can ask for it today with your best gift at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. and click on donate. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. The power of one thing, being intentional. Joan is in Florida. Joan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What? How can I help today? What's your question?
I'm trying to figure out how to go about getting closer with God because I have the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, so I can't really concentrate on things and understand it.
Well, God love you. I'm sorry that you're facing this. Do you have help and support as you begin this journey?
Where I'm currently staying, no.
Okay.
Because I'm going to North Carolina and to stay with my sister. Right. And
so you'll have support when you get there. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Joan, at this point, with the Alzheimer's, have they indicated how far along you are in the process? How are you doing from day to day? How are you functioning?
Well, I can function. It's just my concentration, my focus. I mean, even when I try to pray, I'm praying and all of a sudden I'm somewhere else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find helps you? Do you enjoy reading? Are you able to read? Are you able to write or journal?
No, because I lose my concentration with it too.
Okay.
And then I can't come out with the words that I want to say when I try to journal. So I get frustrated with that.
Yeah, and listen.
So pretty much I just watch a lot of Westerns.
Well, Joan, listen, I'll tell you what. There are people listening who have been through with their family Alzheimer's, and they know how difficult it can be. And the fact that you're willing to call and just share the beginning stages of your journey with us, I want to just share two things. One is I'm going to pray with you, and we're going to pray that God will be with you on this journey and give you the kind of support, encouragement that you need. And secondly, I just want to remind you this moment as we speak, not to carry the burden that somehow or other you're not as spiritual as you need to be, or you're not doing enough. It says in the scripture that we are to pray all the time without ceasing. So my encouragement to you is when the thought comes to your mind, and it may be a fleeting thought, it may be there only for a moment, act on it. God, right now, I just want to thank you for being with me. And 5 minutes later, it could be, God, thank you for being with me. Just allow the moments of life as they come by to take advantage of that moment, and not to be hard on yourself that somehow or other you can't be as close to God as you'd like to be. I would also encourage, though, if you enjoy watching videos or things on TV, while Westerns might be fun, there might be some things that could encourage you, some music videos, worship videos, maybe some teaching, some things that would just encourage your spirit as you're listening. Even if it's hard for you to concentrate, maybe it comes in and goes out. I know it's easier maybe to watch a Western, but to find some things that you can watch that might build your spirit.
All right.
Can I pray with you?
Sure.
Father, it's hard to know what to say. But we know you love Joan there in Florida with what she's facing today on her journey that's just beginning. And I pray that you'll be with her and the caregivers as she makes a move to North Carolina to be closer to family, that there'll be the support that she needs. Lord, I pray that you will walk with her through this process, this journey. Encourage her in the moment. Allow her to live in that moment. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. It's a humbling thing. Alzheimer's. Been through it in our own family. My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, to walk with her in her journey that she went through and to see how difficult that was for everybody, all of us. And so we'll be praying for you, Joan, and for your family. Okay. I think we have a question. Lynn is trying to be intentional with her giving. And apparently she left a question for me on our comment line. Let's take a listen.
Hi.
Dr. Randy, this is Lynn, and I have a question. I'm trying very hard to be a good steward of my money and to stay within my means. So I'm tithing, and that's not a problem, but I also am involved in a lot of different ministries that take me over into, say, offerings. But my budget allows only a certain amount, and I'm trying to figure out, do I just stay within what I've allotted a month, or do I trust God when I find the things that I need for this ministry that'll take me over my budget? And do I trust God to provide that, since I'm not buying it for me, I'm buying it to use for my ministries and for other people? And I'm a little confused on that. So if you could please let me know, I would appreciate it.
I'm
just trying to do this God's way.
Interesting question, Lynn. You know, the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver, and you certainly sound like one. You want to do this with cheerfulness. You're tithing, and I'm assuming you're following a budget in the other areas of your life. You are right now in the 98th percentile of, you know, that a girl. I mean, good for you. The fact that you're being so intentional where you are, that now you're saying, hey, when the month comes to an end, I'm following a plan, but I see a need. Should I go beyond what I budgeted to do it? That's a really interesting question. And I know that different people would have different answers. My response is this. You have put a plan together. You've committed that plan to God. And if that budget is what God has put in place for you, and you put in there your tithe, and maybe part of your plan is to include some extra for offerings, for things that come up. Maybe you're saying we're giving 10%, but you know what? We're going to trust God, and we can see it in the budget. We can now make that 10% as a regular tithe, but I got another 2% that I can set aside for those special needs that come up, for special things that God puts before me to give. To me, I would put it into your plan. I think that plan is something that you can grow and trust God with as it expands. And, you know, we got people listening today who give 20%. But following a plan, I think, is the right thing. But put enough margin in the plan that it gives you an opportunity when those special offering needs and opportunities come up that you can give and give cheerfully. Because that all ultimately is what God wants. Okay, we're out of here today. Been an interesting program. I'd love to hear what you think. What's your one thing? What have you learned? What have you had to declutter your life over in order to pursue the better things in your life? Share it on our comment line at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. And a reminder, if you missed any of today's program, want to hear it again, just go to intentionalliving.com or go wherever you find your podcasts, because the podcast of Intentional Living is there for you on demand at your convenience. For Rob and John and Sally today, our Intentional Living team, thank you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.